With that, many joyous concerns and praises. We praise God that Tina Travis returned safely. Do you have a word to bring to us from Europe in Francais?
We had a wonderful trip. We met a lot of nice people. We had good weather, good food, but we are happy to be back home.
Amen.
It's fun to travel, but it's always nice to come back home.
So. Amen to that.
We're planning our next trip, but our next trip will be in the United States.
That's a long ride, isn't it?
Yeah, and probably for me, the worst experience was getting back into the Orlando airport because they had no parking for all the people. There's too many people flying out and not enough parking, so they bus you off premises. Well, when you're leaving and you say, okay, we need to be there 3 hours before an international flight, so we leave Marino Road in time enough for all of that. We get there and we circle the airport because we can't find a place to park. And it took us, what, 30 minutes, honey, to figure out for somebody to come out and say, you can't park here, where do we park? Well, here's a little piece of paper, go to this place. And then you wait on the bus to come and pick you up your luggage to bring you to the big airport. So there's still too many tickets and not enough parking.
Amen.
That's a big airport.
It really is. Yeah. Betty and Phil know about that, I'm sure.
I know it now. Been around a few times. Yeah.
It's not that many years. When I lived in Brevard County, we'd go over 92 to go to the airport, and they loaded the planes on the tarmac. They didn't have all them things, and that's only been, maybe 30, 40 years ago. Yeah, it's amazing. So they grew, and they had a lot of planning, but they didn't plan all this parking. They figure out how to do it. So with that, are any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning? Please, Ms. Linda.
I just want to thank God that no more people were killed in that storm. I mean, that's a miracle in itself.
Amen.
Be with all the people that are still suffering. And I just want to look Dave up. Dave can't walk right now because he put his back out. He looked in logs. Oh, he said to give everybody here hugs and love today.
Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else this morning? Yes.
Yeah, prayers for my older brother Mike. He's in hospital in Kennesaw. Has several things going on, kidney stones, gallstones at the same time, and some other stuff. And got a good report yesterday on it, so feeling better about it, but it's kind of.
Yeah. Kennesaw, is that where you live?
Yeah, he lives north of Georgia, but it's in
Lord, hear our prayers this morning. Please.
We went out to eat Friday night, and we met Christy, but the little waitress that we had, she's 27, and she's facing some cancer.
Her name is Brooke. She's what, 20 years?
27.
27.
Her name's Brooke, and the grandmother asked us to pray for her. Yeah.
The grandmother used to come to our little church there in Lamont. We had gospel sings on Saturday evenings, and we got to know him real well. And it was a kind of a pleasant surprise, as I've heard a lot about that little place, but I'd never been there. And we walked in, and Judy said, "Is that Angie over there?" I said, "Oh my gosh, it is!" And her son runs it and owns it, and she's sort of like the hostess with the mostess. So it was really, really neat. I said, this is downtown Lamont on a Friday night. It's really cool. Anybody else this morning? Please, Joanne.
I have a couple of praises. One, during our power outage that lasted until last Friday, I was running around looking for ice, which became very scarce. I couldn't find ice, I came home frustrated. And Mark says, why not just fire up the generator and coach our RV? And run an extension cord to the fridge. Plug it in. Oh, genius! I'm genius up in here. Sweet.
Wait, Mark, you want me to record this?
I did, though. Yeah. Well, then, of course, had to elaborate on that. We get a surge protector, we get a lamp, floor lamp, we get some cell phone chargers, we get an electric skillet. Now, okay, now we're really, this is great, Mark, for genius. The next thing is, poor mom over here, stinky mama, who's all nice and clean, scalded it now. Her ankles got so swollen. They're like tree trunks. It just hurts even look at them. So Mark did some research and found out that those boots you put on to circulate the air and the heat, kind of massage all that, get the circulation going again. So we ordered from Amazon. It came yesterday. Yeah, she couldn't hold her leg up now. But they are more than half the size they were.
Good.
Again, my genius husband.
Yeah.
Also, we are leaving Tuesday or Wednesday, sometime this week, to go to get mom home. We were in Virginia for a week.
Will you be here next Sunday, or you'll be gone?
We'll be gone.
Okay.
The next two Sundays, definitely yeah. We'll be gone.
Thank you for being here. Have a good, safe trip home. It's like Tina said, it's nice to go away, but it's a lot better coming home.
So. I feel so relaxed. It's just not how I
feel. But as soon as we got power on, she started packing. She was ready to go.
I don't know.
She had her medicine to take it, so she was ready to go.
There's my sign, huh? Yeah, go. That's great. Miss Debbie.
Traveling prayers for us. We're leaving Wednesday for Texas.
Texas. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, speaking of Texas, are you going, where are you part in Texas do you go?
Fort Worth.
Fort Worth, yeah. Down in Houston, they had a rare. Yeah, it's just, you just don't never know what's around. And yeah, we had a lot of challenges, but as you look around the world, look around the country, there's people always experiencing these storms and so forth. And I don't know. I don't
know.
Yeah.
You are a person.
Yeah.
So, I'm surprised.
Yes.
Dave and I were both
undecided
yesterday, and so we're camper.
Oh, good.
To be a little bit too much for me.
Yeah.
Without them being able to see.
Yeah. Well, you'll miss it, but after a while you'll be glad. I know when we sold ours, I thought I could just keep on doing it. And, you know, I'd get down on my hands and knees and put the little pads under the feet to level the thing and all that. And she watched me a couple times and later years when I get back up into the coach, why, you know, and then my knees went out, and then I had to get new knees, and I didn't want to give it up. But now, when I see other people driving down there, I thought, oh, there, that could be us. Thank God it's not. You know, but it's wonderful, enjoyable. I know Mark and Joanne; they travel all around too, so. They're a wonderful blessing, and they always say the best day in your life is when you buy a boat, and then the best day in your life afterwards when you sell the boat. Well, I come to find out that, of course, you haven't sold yours yet, and you're going to keep on using it for a while. Because, see, you're young.
We're trying to use it for the bar conference.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, annual conference orientation is available to you on Zoom if you want to. They canceled it because of the storm. But I think it's on Thursday, isn't it? Online, I don't know. You got an email from
somewhere.
Yeah. I am so glad. I'm so glad that Tina's going to annual conference for a couple of reasons. She can learn firsthand some of the things that took place at general conference because we have a lot of changes, a lot of different attitudes about things. But it goes down to this: we're all one in Christ. So. We have to be supportive of one another, and I talked a little bit about that in my message because it's challenging, this thing called life, and it's complicated. But we need each other, and we don't have to agree with each other, but we got to love one another. Phil and I don't agree on too many things, but we love one another, and that's the most important thing. So, with that. Anybody else? Joys, concern, praises. All right, join me in attitude and prayer, followed by the Lord's Prayer.